44 conservation groups and 3 tribal governments have petitioned DNR Secretary Scott Hassett to designate the rivers and streams outstanding or exceptional resource waters. They say the goal is to protect fish habitat and promote tourism by restricting development along riverbanks. Attorney Andrew Hansen of Midwest Environmental Advocates says adding protections for the rivers would also help the state fulfill its treaty obligations that guarantee fishing rights to Wisconsin's 6 Chippewa tribes.
If the fish are gone, nobody gets to catch them. And this rulemaking petition is an opportunity to honor those treaty rights and make sure that the high water quality is maintained so that we have the fish habitat and we can honor those treaty rights.
Republican State Senator Neil Kedzie heads the Senate Natural Resources Committee. He says he's not opposed to increasing the number of protected rivers, but he says new water rules already being written and so-called smart growth requirements may make that process unnecessary. He called the group's list of 100 rivers a wish list, meant to be used as a bargaining chip in expanding regulations.
It's like buying a car. You always shoot for a higher price and try to negotiate somewhere toward the middle. I'm sure that the DNR will give them due consideration.
DNR Water Division Director Todd Ames says he'll look at the list of rivers. He says every 5 years, the department reviews water quality in the state and decides whether to expand the list of outstanding or exceptional waters.
Whether or not these water bodies are the right ones is another question, but it's certainly timely in terms of looking at whether or not to add water bodies to the list.
As with all proposed environmental regulations, extensive public hearings would be held before any new protections for rivers would go into effect. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.